This is Kelly Hughes, and I am here today to interview Karen Tostenson, and we are at Raven Landing, and it's April 18th, 2017. Oh my gosh. Thank you for letting us interview you today so you can be part of history. Can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Washington, Eastern Washington State, close to the little town of Leavenworth, Washington.
And what year were you born?
1938.
Okay. And so where did you grow up?
In the Everett, Washington, Snohomish area.
Do you have any stories about your parents or your grandparents that were, have stuck with you through the years?
My grandparents and my dad was born in Norway, and they came over, my mom was born in Minnesota, and they both ventured to Washington State where they met, and that was our history of our family of seven children in our family.
Seven siblings, wow.
Yeah, and there's only two of us left. And that all happened within 6 years.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so what brought you to Alaska?
My oldest daughter, when Orville and I retired, they moved to Alaska. And then I wanted to come up here when we retired, but Orville wanted to go to North Dakota. So we moved to North Dakota. And then he passed away and I moved up here to Alaska to be with Renee and Georgie and Brittany and because they were the closest to me within Washington. The other kids lived in North Dakota.
Oh.
So
how long have you lived in Alaska?
It'll be 4 years into May.
Okay. So what did you do? What was your career? Were you a stay-at-home mom or did you work outside the home?
No, I worked at Scott Paper Company for 32 years. Yeah, worked in production. I started out April the 14th, 1961. I started out as, on call, like being if somebody was sick, and then I was a hand packer, stuffer, and I ended up to be a machine operator at the last. And that was, then they offered early retirement in 1994, and Orville and I both took it. I had 32 years in there, and we retired and enjoyed our time together, traveling. And yeah.
Did Orville work at the same place?
Yes, he worked there, but I had more years than he did.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's funny. What would you like your, relatives to know if they went back to listen to this story? What would you like them to know about your career and some of the things that you did?
Oh, I was proud of doing 32 years at one company. That was very, very good.
Yeah, that's a long time to spend at one place.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what your fondest memories are? When you think back, what were some of the fondest memories that you can remember?
I remember I was very happy when Orville and I got married, and I got three daughters, and then I ended up having lots of grandchildren and a good life.
How long were you and Orville married?
32 years.
Were you retired long together?
Yeah, we retired in 94, and he passed away in January 10th, 2011.
So we were together. What brought you to Raven Landing?
My daughter brought it. She come over here. She told Grandma, I says, I'd like to move to Alaska, Renee, and spend the time with you. She says, there's a really nice place here, and they're just opening up one at the number 3. And she was over here all the time checking on the apartments and getting it. And when I moved up here, I had a bed. I had dishes in the cupboard. It was furnished with things that she had, and then my stuff come up on the boat from first it come from Washington, then it went to North Dakota, then it come back to Washington, and then it come to Alaska.
So you hadn't even seen the place when you moved in?
No.
And it was brand new? You were the first
one
here?
I was the first one in here, yeah.
And when did you move in, did you say?
Was May the 30th. It was after Memorial Day because we went to the Memorial Day at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan, North Dakota. And then we flew out the next day and come up here. So it was May the 31st.
Have you enjoyed your time here? And what are some of the fun things that you've gotten to do while you've lived here at Raven?
Oh, very nice. And they're very nice people. Very friendly and nice. And got all kinds of activities to do and wonderful, good food.
And you've met lots of friends doing sort of the same things that you've...
Right.
You know, everybody's sort of in the same spot, just enjoying life.
Right. Your safety is very good here, you know. You're always got somebody to call to help you if you need help or anything, you know. It's wonderful. So, and you can have your little dog.
And who is your little dog?
It's Zoe. Her name is Zoe.
And have you had Zoe long?
Since January, yeah. She's a good girl.
Nice that you can have pets. Some places you can't. And the final question is, what is your, or what has been your favorite age so far?
Well, I think I was 41 when I married Orville. And then we got to enjoy traveling and doing things and having lots of fun.
Oh, fun. And you have three daughters,
Three stepdaughters, daughters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time today and sharing your story. So thank you again, and we will talk to you soon.